It's Good Friday. The Jewish festival of Passover began on Wednesday. Sikhs will be marking Vaishakhi on Monday. Muslims will be fasting as the holy month of Ramadan begins later this month. Churches here remain closed, but Easter ceremonies are available. In recent weeks, many churches have been reaching out to their communities online, even when a priest or minister is cocooned at home. Father Malachy Conlon isn't stuck at home, as you heard John describing, and it says in the papers. He took to the roads of the Cooley Peninsula yesterday and gave parishioners a drive-by blessing from a Pope mobile. Father Malachy Conlon, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us more about your drive yesterday.
Well, the whole thing came, we had a pastoral council meeting on Thursday evening via Zoom, and we were looking at different ways in which we might reach out to people. The effects of the crisis has brought us all to out of our comfort zone. So we decided that it would be great to bring a blessing to the people. And we're fortunate enough in that the Pope Mobile that we used was generously made available by Kathleen Hanlon, which enabled us to move around the parish. I mean, we initially had budgeted for 3 hours. In fact, it took 6 hours. Such was the response of the people.
So you drove around for 6 hours in the Pope Mobile. Did many people come out to see you?
Lots of people, yes. Yeah, yeah. An amazing number, a moving number of people, in fact.
The Pope Mobile, this was used by the Pope in his trip to Britain, is that right?
My understanding, it was used in Britain and in South Africa.
And the people who came out to see you, were you blessing them? Were you giving a communion? What did you do?
Well, it was Holy Thursday, as you know, and that was the day on which Jesus instituted the Eucharist. So we brought the Blessed Sacrament around and blessed the homes and the parishes, both the parish of Cooley and the parish of Carlingford.
What are your plans for today and for the weekend?
We will celebrate the Passion at 3 o'clock, and at 8 o'clock this evening we will have the Stations of the Cross. All of the ceremonies are on our parish webcam, and again, it has been amazing the number of people who are accessing the parish webcam. And also amazing the gratitude of people that this service is available.
Malachy, stay with us for just a moment, because yours isn't the only parish which is making Mass available online at the moment. It's been a very busy time indeed for our next guest, Tony Bulger. He's Director of Church Services TV. Tony Bulger, good morning. You've had a very busy couple of weeks.
Good morning, Gavin. We could never ever have anticipated what befell us in 4 weeks ago, because we are around since 2002 and online with webcams since 2005. And these last few weeks in particular have been amazing.
And tell me about the extent of online Mass and services at the moment.
Well, we have north of 200 churches and cathedrals, both Catholic and Anglican, on our service. And if we were to look at 4 weeks ago, we would be talking about 22 million viewers on an annualized basis. And currently we would be about 110 million just in 4 weeks.
And do you know, is this service being extended for priests who can't do it from a church, who are doing it from home at the moment?
Yeah, the normal way that we would work is to have a camera, fixed camera, in a church, and we would link that by broadband to our cloud-based system. But that doesn't always work for, say, over 70-year-old priests who are now confined to their houses. So we use another part of our system from mobile devices like phones or iPads or whatever. And we've set a number of priests up from their living rooms where they celebrate Mass or just connect with their community, which is important to both the priest and the community.
Malachy Conlon, this is a very lonely time for many people, many of whom would have been very grateful to see you yesterday. Those most affected are perhaps those in their final moments, or with those in their final moments, for whom it's going to be very difficult for you to get access to them.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, it's a very difficult moment for families, especially of those who are seriously ill. But we are making an effort to communicate by phone. Just last evening I spoke to a lady who's very weak. But again, the amazing gratitude of someone in that kind of situation for the outreach. It's quite incredible, really.
Father Malachy Conlon and Tony Bulger, thank you both very much for speaking to us. This